Hey, joining us is our friend Rick Z and Angela. She is from the Tin Barn, and Rick Z is one of the folks who are putting on a battle of the bands at the Tin Barn. Tell me more about it, Rick.
Sure, Rick. Hey, us Ricks got to stick together, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, this is the third annual Tin Barn Battle of the Bands. Last two were fantastic.
Okay.
This year is going to be the best. And Angela Soma puts it on. She's standing right here. Angela is really the brains of the operation. I just run the musical part of things along with my friend Carl Frizzell. And Angela does everything else, which is the bulk of the organization.
Angela, come on, step up to the mic. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell me about the Tin Barn.
So the Tin Barn is a community event venue that I came up with about 3 years ago.
And where exactly is it?
It's in Claremont.
Exactly.
It's at 1783 Route 9.
Okay, because we're going to want people to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
So the address is important.
Yes.
Okay, so that's right in Claremont. And what goes on there?
So we hold a lot of dances in general, but we also offer private events. Battle of the Bands is one of our major event, and like Rick said, this is our third one. We're really excited about it.
Okay, so this is your third one. 3 years ago then, why did you come up with this idea to have a Battle of the Bands?
I'm really not sure.
Do we need competitive band action? Like, what is it?
Well, you know what the thing is, when it was Angela's idea, which I think is a fantastic idea. When I must admit, when I first heard it, I thought, a Battle of the Bands, that's kind of like college bandy kind of thing,
yeah.
You know, something, a throwback from college in the 80s or something. But it isn't your typical Battle of the Bands. It, you know, me and Angela, we both handpick bands
specifically. So this is a curated battle.
It is a curated battle. Well said, Rick. Well said. Yes, a lot of thought and time goes into it. We vet the bands very carefully. We want to get the cream of the crop. We want to get Hudson Valley bands specifically. We want bands that are professional and are going to put on a good show for people. So we get six hand-picked great bands, so it's a really entertaining day. It goes from 2 in the afternoon until 8 at night, and then around 8:30 we pick a winner. They're all competing for $1,000. What I love about it is you have great camaraderie between bands. You know, everybody is kind of working together. I've had people come up to me after the show and say, you know what, we don't care if we win. We're just proud to be part of this event. It's exciting. It's fun. It's just a great day. We urge everybody, come one, come all.
Well,
you know, there's no other event in the Hudson Valley like this.
I don't mean to interrupt, but
sorry.
What is the battle part? Like, I mean, it's camaraderie. It's all bands working together. How do they battle? I mean, how do you choose who's the best out of that?
Well, that's a great question. There are two prizes, first of all. First prize is $1,000, and that is voted on by three professional judges. They watch all the bands carefully. They look for professionalism. They look for musicianship. They look for vibe, you know, how the band presents themselves.
Song structure, melody, does that count?
Everything counts. Everything counts.
Okay.
Sometimes they do original material. Sometimes they do covers. We don't judge whether they do one or the other. You know, that doesn't, you can win based on anything you play, as long as you fit all these different criteria I mentioned. You know, the battle is, you know, you pit your musicianship and your band against other bands. You get three judges vote on them. Now, there's a runner-up prize of $500. That is judged by the audience.
Wow.
So we need audience members to come and cast their ballots and, you know, vote for your favorite band. It's a lot of fun. There's no other event like this.
It sounds awesome. It sounds like a full great night of music.
It is. And if I may just say, the Tin Barn is a fantastic venue. Bands love playing there. It's indoor-outdoor place. You have a patio in the front, a little one in the back. It's a big renovated barn. I mean, it's not a huge space. but it's a beautiful sounding space, and bands love it. You know,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it's great.
What's the capacity of the Tin Barn,
Angela?
Approximate.
So 150 indoors.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you can spread out outdoors.
You can spread out outdoors. There's also an upstairs of the Tin Barn where that has couches that you could just chill out if you don't want to be a part of the dancing and the main event.
Cool. There's a flea market.
Yeah, and we also have going on at the same time as the Battle of the Bands, a large flea market. So we have over 20 vendors that will be there as
Now, what is the date?
The date is Saturday, July 11th.
2 p.m.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming right up.
Yeah,
so,
our vendors start at 10 a.m.
Mm, wow. This is going to be a great day then. So you can shop, listen to music. Is there going to be food, beverages?
So yes, we have a food truck. We also have a bar. We have beer, wine, cider, cocktails.
You got it all.
Yes, and for that day, we are charging half cover charge. So instead of $10, it will be $5 a person.
Wow, that's so cool. You could buy more beer.
True.
Well, it sounds like a great time. Battle of the Bands, July 11th, the Tin Barn in Claremont. We're talking with Rick Z and Amanda, and don't go
Angela.
Angela, yes, I apologize. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to be right back after we take a short break. Maybe you'll be Johnny Cash. 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. You're in the midst of On the Block. We do this on Thursdays, usually about 9 o'clock. We introduce you to some great local folks who have some great businesses in the area and are doing great things that we want to introduce you to them and what they're doing. And we have found out all about the Battle of the Bands that's coming up at the Tin Barn in Claremont on July 11th. And Angela, why don't you tell us, like, who's going to be playing out of the curated list that you have? Oh, they almost were like in harmony. Yeah. That was cool.
Well, we have six bands. They're all great bands. Ramona Lane, I think KZE is well acquainted with Ramona Lane. I just heard that Snugs commercial that they did. They're a punk band out of Kingston, and they're great. There's a lot more original music this year, which I'm excited about.
Oh, cool.
There's a band called Duchess. They're a three-piece, kind of Americana, progressive Americana band. They do a lot of original material. Stephen Michael Pegg, a great songwriter, singer-songwriter. He's got his three-piece playing. He's fantastic. We've got Is, my buddy Matt Donahue's band. Is, they're a great progressive three-piece. A lot of progressive stuff going on at the Battle of the Bands
That's
this year.
That's pretty cool.
We've got
Does Duchess have one of the or are they made up of folks who are in music in common?
I'm not too sure about that.
All right. Which is in Red Hook.
It's very possible.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
But I know Miles Taylor, who is kind of the leader of that band. He's put that together, and he has a studio in Red Hook.
Oh, cool.
And he's definitely a presence here.
Sorry to interrupt the flow.
No, that's okay. There's this one guy, I almost said kid, because he's really young. He's 21 years old. Fantastic. His name is Luke Barnhart. So he's playing with his band, The Atomics, Luke Barnhart and The Atomics.
Cool.
And this guy, and I am not kidding, he sounds exactly like Elvis Presley.
Wow.
I mean, he sounds exactly like him.
So where'd you find these folks?
Well, Angela, shed some light on that. You've located most of them.
Yeah. A lot of times bands will reach out to us. We'll get an email from them. They'll reach out on Instagram. Other times I will hear them on Instagram or see them and I will go after them. Huh. And I think that happened with Luke Bernhardt.
Yes.
Cool. Oh yeah. I'm good a huge Elvis fan, so I'm really excited to see him.
Does he have a little 2026 pompadour?
Actually, kind of.
Does he?
Yeah.
I've never seen him, but.
Yeah.
That's cool. So he's got some product that and makes his hair stand up. His swagger. We love that.
Oh, he's got swagger. They do kind of like a Sun Records show, you know, Carl Perkins or Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, that kind of thing. And of course, Elvis. And he's backed by a rockabilly trio. I mean, just a lot of fun. Finding Alice, by the way, is another band that's playing. They're great too.
Cool.
I mean, Angela is really, really good at finding bands. She'll call me up and she'll say, "You got to listen to these guys," you know, and I'll go find them and listen to them. And most of the time, she's right on the money. You know, she's got good taste in music and she's got a good ear. So she brings them to my attention and I listen to them. And then we book the best of the best.
Well, Angela, when you're not at the Tin Barn, and you're not doing your thing listening to music and finding some great bands to curate for either the Battle of the Band or to play on stage at the Tin Barn, what do you like to do?
I love to dance.
Do you?
Yes.
What kind
you know
of
me.
Dancing?
Oh, any kind of dancing. Mostly hip-hop, probably.
Okay, cool. So it's more free-form than trained.
Yes.
Okay, we like that.
Without a doubt.
Cool. Anything else? Now, dancing is something you can do all the time, except in the car.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do when you're not dancing? What is it for fun?
For fun? Yeah. I love hanging with my team, the Dreammakers. They run the Tin Barn.
Nice.
Yeah, we love going. Sure.
Dreammakers.
That's right.
We love that.
We love visiting.
Who are they? You want to shout them out?
Sure. Dina Knowles-Luditch.
Dreammaker.
She works at VFW and also the Red Hook School. Tracy Jersick, and yep, she's a dream maker.
All right.
She works at Pine Plain Tractor.
Nice.
Tori Montalbo, who is also my niece. She's a hairdresser at Clippers. And Sarah Morales. She's new to us. She's going to be one of our bartenders.
How cool.
Yeah.
The
and
Dreammakers.
Of course, my family is really involved as well.
How cool.
Yeah.
Well, all the best. And we look forward to seeing you soon in your environment, which will be a treat for me and us.
Fine.
Now, Rick, yourself,
yes.
What do you enjoy doing when you're not playing the guitar, writing songs, or curating a Battle of the Bands?
Well, there is not a time I'm not doing one of those things. So I do almost nothing else.
I like to row boats while I'm playing the guitar. It's always.
I also like racquetball. Print is dead. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's too early in the morning for musicians to be coherent entirely.
Well, when was the last time you put out a song or a record? We heard that great tune, Cool Like Johnny Cash, that you did. That was from years back. I mean, and I don't want to date you, so we'll just say last year.
Yeah, I'm not dating right now, Rick. Yeah, that's actually from 2002, that song. Hey, thanks for playing it, by the way, that Cool Like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
That's fun to hear that on the radio.
Right on.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, I'm working on some stuff in the studio right now, have some stuff coming out soon. But the last time I put out an album proper was in 2023 with my band Nowhere at Home. We were here on KZE promoting it back in, I think it was May of 23 when we released it.
Man, time flies.
And want to thank you guys for always being supportive of local music, my music, and everybody else's around here. It's really important that we have a station
like
this.
It's the sound of our area. It's what we do. And, you know, you can't deny that. So whether people get to hear it, that's a great thing. Or whether people don't get to hear it, we appreciate you out there who are making music. And don't stop. If no one hears it, or if everyone hears it, you're doing it for you. So keep doing what you do.
Absolutely. Well said.
Thanks, Rick. And Rick Z and Angela are our guests. Now, the Battle of the Bands starts at what time on July 11th?
Starts at 2 p.m. and it goes until about 8.
How long do the bands get to play a set? How many minutes?
Each band gets 45 minutes.
Wow.
Yep. Then there's a 15-minute changeover between bands. We go until 8 o'clock, and then there's about a half-hour wait while people anxiously await the winner. Ooh. And probably around 8:30, we'll announce the big winner, and cool. It's very exciting.
That's awesome. And what a cool prize. Even for second place, it's a cool prize. So, yeah. Well, way to go on the Battle of the Bands.
Are you going to come? Are you going to be there?
I will not commit myself to yes or no, but I may.
That would be great. It'd be great to see you there.
I would like that. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate
Absolutely.
That. And all the best to you both. And thanks
Thank
a
you.
Lot for stopping by and being on the block. It's great to have
Thank
our
so
neighbors
much.
Here on the block.
Our pleasure.
Angela, where are you from?
From Livingston.
Neighbor. And Rick?
Rhinebeck, New York.
Ah, see? On the block neighbors. Thanks for listening, and if you would like to be on the block and share your story or your business's important things that are going on, let us know. info@wkze.com, and that will flow to me directly one way or another. Thanks a lot for listening to 98.1 KZE, and thanks a lot for being here, Rick and Angela. It's been a pleasure.
Same.
All right. And I got one from one of the bands who are on the Battle of the Bands. Ramona Lane is lined up next.
North Elm Home Furnishings in
Stay tuned.
New York is going out of business and selling everything to the bare walls, including furniture, home accents, and fixtures. Most merchandise is now up to 50% off, and they still have an amazing selection of the top name brands in furniture and bedding that you want for every room in your home, even outdoor, lighting, and more, all up to 50% off.